Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Olala Jinga is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Olala is, her company is a strategic marketing firm out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's called Yellowwood Group, and she is an award-winning entrepreneur. She taught entrepreneurship at Kenan Flagler School of Business at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She has won awards like the top 50 Catalyst Entrepreneur Awards, on and on. She has so many credentials. I don't have time to say them all, or we won't get anything else done. She's also a good friend of our friend, Mary Cantando, who's a longtime Brain Trust member of ours. And Olala is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Olala, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. And folks, her first name is spelled O-L-A-L-A-H, Olala, if you're Googling her. And Jinga begins with an N, N-J-E-N-G-A. Olala, thank you for hanging out with us. You know, I loved the title of your book when I saw it.
Thank you. Because, and
the book too, but because it reminded me of this, of that country music song by Dierks Bentley. And
okay.
And the name of the song is, he's talking about this girl that he'd fallen for, right? And the song, and she got him into a lot of trouble. And the song goes, "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" And ever since I heard that song, I thought, boy, small business owners could apply that to their lives all the time, right? You wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and you say, "I know what I was feeling. Well, what was I thinking?"
That's right. That's why I have the book.
Yeah. And so let's talk about, and of course, we've all done these things, and we've all watched television and seen an ad, and you say, "What? What were they thinking?" So talk to us about that.
Absolutely. Probably the question I get asked the most is, are these stories true? And they are absolutely true. And when the book first came out, many of my colleagues and clients called my office and just said, "I want to know, am I this scene in the book?" And, you know, it really is a snapshot of what I've seen over the past decade as a strategist of the things that small business owners do. They call it marketing. It seems right at the moment. But when I reflect back on it, I just want to just grab them and shake them and just, you know, "You're smarter than this. I don't understand what you're doing." So I thought it was very timely to come out, especially with the surge that we've experienced in the past 5 years with so many people looking to entrepreneurship, you know, as an alternative to the traditional workforce. So it was fun writing it, but I did have to self-publish it because I would have had to surrender the actual identities of the people in the book.
Wow.
And so self-publishing was the only option I could use to be able to protect those
Well,
people.
I got a flash for you. You won't regret that. There are other benefits. Because I have my own publishing company, and I've sold thousands more books myself than the publishing companies would have sold. So you did the right thing.
Thank you.
So talk to us about some of these, what were they thinking moments in marketing?
So the way I designed it is I created scenes as opposed to chapters. I like to be able to pick up a book and just start anywhere. So
Give us a theme. Let's talk about one of the themes.
Okay. So one of the scenes in the book is called "Hold On, I'll Get My Mommy for You." And this one actually makes my mom crack up quite a bit. And it's basically the end of the scene has a little screen being pulling its hair out, and that's kind of the antidote to the scene, which is, you know, what were they thinking? But in this particular scene, this is someone who works from home, as a lot of small business owners do.
Mm-hmm. Millions.
But there was quite a bit of noise in the background. I could tell she was making dinner. There were pots banging.
Yep.
But when I called her, her daughter answered the phone.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this was a business call, and I felt like I was really intruding on her family's face.
I have done that myself. I've called a business, what I thought was a business, and and I think I may have actually gotten the hold on. I think let me get my mommy thing before.
Right.
Yeah, I think I have. I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I don't know how I feel about that. I think as one small business owner to another, I think we sometimes accept things about each other's life and lifestyle. But there are some professionals that find that really unacceptable.
Well, I came out of the corporate world after 23 years in corporate when I started my business in 89, and I paid extra money, and I had to make a lot of phone calls to get the, in those days, to get the telephone company. They would sell me the second line, but I had to go down to headquarters somewhere to get them to roll that second line over to my other line.
Yes.
So I wouldn't. They wouldn't get a busy signal. At least not the second caller. And,
right.
And that way, the first call only came into my home office.
Right.
The ring for my business only happened in my office. It didn't happen upstairs.
Yes, I remember
because
that.
Because I didn't want that I'll get my mommy thing to happen to me.
Right, exactly. And you bring up a really great point, which is, I'm not saying it's good or bad about working from home. I work in an office, but I do that because if I work from home, I do nothing but eat Dunkin' Donuts all day long. So, but one of the points that I believe small business owners should take into consideration is, you know, how do you accustom create some infrastructure around you so that it really looks like a business, it sounds like a business, and it functions like a real business.
And the reason why your book is so important, and I recommend it to anybody who doesn't have, if you don't have corporate background, folks, if you haven't been out where certain standards, you're not that tuned into certain standards, you need to get this book because it will help you make sure it'll prevent you from committing some faux pas.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
because
of those millions of people, that are out there working from home, some of them have corporate backgrounds, some of them don't, and some of them worked in a factory, you know, a year ago, and now they're unemployed, and there's the point is, folks, there is a certain way that the marketplace likes to see you behave if you want to build confidence, if you want people to think that it's okay to do business with you. And if you do what we're talking about here, they don't have to know you're at home, at least for a while.
Exactly.
They don't have to know that you're a party of one. They don't have to know all that. I did this for years. Ulala, I know you did it too. You can present a bigger image. And of course, today you got great technology, a lot more than I had 20-something years ago. Take a quick break. Right back with Ulala Jenga after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. They don't
explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.